32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Thanks for joining us once again on 32GI Sports Nutrition, and we focus on triathlon today on the podcast. A fantastic series, a returning guest, and it's the My Way Life Ultra series. Of course, four events throughout the year in South Africa, and there's an incredible one. I love this concept. I think it is going to do fantastically well. It's the Joburg Ultra taking place up on the Highveld on the 2nd of December. But Damian Bradley joins us again. Damian, it's your fourth race of the year. How have the rest of the series gone? Of course, Sun City, the Cape, and one in your own backyard in KZN.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, look, the series has been fantastic this year. We've really, you know, tried to step it up, and I think the support has been good as well, especially in the tough economy we're in. But look, it's been great. We've got some iconic venues around the country, and I think this new Joburg Ultra is really just going to put the cream on the top of the series. And it's quite ironic that there's never been a long distance event up there when the majority of our triathletes in South Africa are based there. So, yeah, it's been a good year, but we're looking to end it off with a bang at the Joburg Ultra on the 2nd of December.
Well, you talked about iconic venues, and this one's going to be hosted around the Cradle of Humankind, which has been known to be a fantastic venue, not just for cycling in general, mountain biking, but a multi-sport venue as well. And you know, what has the response been to, and it just in general, the logistics around it? Was it easy enough to say, this is where we're going to host it?
Look, Dave, yeah, when we looked at our Sun City event in 2015, We battled just to find, dams and, roads and, you know, decent venues. And this one slipped through our fingers, and, we're happy to have found it now. You know, obviously the roads are the most important, and obviously, dams as well. So yeah, we were very fortunate to find it, and, it hasn't been too hard to initiate and get going. You know, the best thing that, you know, we work with communities and local businesses and things like that quite extensively at all our venues. And, you know, that's what we're doing for the Joburg Ultra, and really getting the guys in the Cradle on board, getting their buy-in, working with them. And, you know, we hope that the athletes support the event and come through and have a great race.
So talk us through the venue. Where's it going to be hosted from? What's the sort of cycle route and the run route going to look like around that?
So the venue is taking place at the Cradle Moon Reserve and Lodge, which is the old High Safari venue. And look, they've put a massive amount of infrastructure in there in the last 2 years. And the venue is looking absolutely amazing. I mean, they've even created a mini beach on the side of the dam now, which is fantastic. And so the race, obviously the swims will take place in the dam. The athletes will come through into transition, grab their bikes, and then they head out onto Bayers Nordea. They'll be turning left and left again. And they basically cycle. The sprint guys just do a 10 out and back, so they will turn around by the Cradle of Humankind, I think it's a restaurant area there. And then the ultra guys carry on past the line park and carry on, and then they actually turn towards the Sterkfontein caves, and they turn around at Makiti, and then head back. They don't come all the way back to the venue. They actually turn around at the intersection by Bayers Nordea, which is the M5 intersection. They go around that massive big circle there, and then head back out for the second lap. You know that there's quite a big hill between that circle and the venue, Cradle Moon, and we just thought it would be too tough for the athletes to take on that that hill twice. So yeah, it's a nice, quite a simple bike route. It's not going to be easy, but at the same time, we're working off a base from the Midlands Ultra, which is synonymous with a tough bike route. So I think it'll be good. And then the run route, the 5K sprint run route goes around dirt roads inside the venue. And the Ultra 21K is 10 and a half out and back. We've got a short section of dirt, Then they come out onto Satellite Hill and down, they turn right to all the way down to Nedbank and turn around there and come back back to the finish.
That sounds fantastic. I love the mention there of turning around in Makiti, beautiful wedding venue. Trust me, I know, but everywhere in the cradle is fantastic, and people who have ridden there will know how great it is. But, you know, to have this now, to have that space, I think it's incredible. We're looking at 2 December. I think the timing is great as well. And because of that, generally, you know, people are still in town. It's before they go away, but they are sort of quieter at work. I presume you're predicting quite a good turnout?
We are. We know we're looking at building this event from next year into the championship event of the series. So basically what will happen is that we'll get athletes having to qualify for two other events in the series, and they then get a space into this championship final event, obviously awarded with points and all the rest of it, and trying to build it up. Look, the response has been fantastic from the crowd in Joburg. I mean, it's been amazing. We've actually got quite a few Durbanites coming up, you know, looking for new races, new venues and things like that. So, the strategy was to have the last ultra distance event in South Africa up there. And I really hope I'm sure it will go off well from our side, and I hope the athletes come through and support it. And, end off the year with a bang and then carry on and enjoy Christmas.
I think it's a phenomenal concept. The timing's perfect. If people have not entered yet and they're still keen, even if they're not up for the ultra, if they want to do the sprint, how do they go about that?
Dave, funny you mentioned that. We've actually just extended entries. We've had quite a few calls and emails of athletes just not being able to commit just yet and wanting an extension. So we have extended it to the 12th of November. So next week, Monday, the entries close. And we do have space still. Space is limited. We're taking 1,300 entries only. And that's really to new venue. We don't want to commit to too many athletes on it and keep the course as clear as possible for the guys to enjoy it and have fun.
Well, it sounds like an absolutely amazing event. We'll catch up with you sort of maybe at the time afterwards. 32GI as a team will be there as well, and also as a nutritional supporter, and also the rapid recovery machines just to help you ease through sort of the pains, aches and pains and stiffness that comes after the event. But that's it. I'll put up some links to the website if you do still want to catch an entry for the event up here. Thank you very much, Damien, for joining us. But from myself, Mr. Active, David Katz, we'll catch up again soon.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.